All right, I'm back. Where? Well, hello. What, you can't even wait until I'm inside? No, it's fine. That's why I was rushing home. I couldn't wait to see you either. Wait, hang on. At least give me a second to get the door here. Yeah, it was great. It really was. It was great. Oh, did you want to see if I'm still dripping? Well then, come here and find out. Oh yeah. No, he was good with his tongue. And everything else. Well, I'm sorry, there was only so much I could explain by text. Oh, no, it's fine. Like I said, this was a good one all around. Really the best luck we've had with Tinder yet. Well, at least the best I've had. I don't know how it would compare with the girl you met last weekend. We might need to compare notes pretty closely. Well, then let's get comfortable and I'll tell you everything. How about the couch? Or do you think I need a shower first? All right, you're right. It can wait. All right, I'm getting there. Just be a little patient. Come here. No, hang on. I'll take that spot. You sit here on my left. Whew, okay, where to start? Well, first off, dinner was really nice. It was a really nice time. We got pretty carried away just talking. I mean, it must have been a solid hour. I think you'll like him. That is, I mean, I'm guessing you would get along if we all decide to meet sometime. I don't know. I mean, that's really up to you. But yeah, just talking was really nice and easy. Oh, I mean, all kinds of things, jobs, hobbies, favorite foods, the usual basics. His family sounds like a lot of fun. What do you mean? Maybe that's not what you want to hear about? Then what are you interested in? The beer specials? The band that was playing? God. Wait, stop it. All right. Something else then? Sure. Well, actually, there was a band starting to set up, so we decided it was time to head somewhere else, somewhere quiet. We drove to the park. I might have gotten rid of my panties when I parked. Yeah, we took both cars. He made sure to text his wife at the same time I was texting you. I told you everything went really, really well. His whole manner was really nice. He was so respectful. I had a really good feeling about it all night. So, we went to one of those benches by the pavilion. No, not the one next to the lake. Of course not. That spot is just ours. Always. No, I mean the corner a little farther back, away from the lamps. Yeah, it was getting pretty dim by then, and well, you know how I like to emphasize my taste for the outdoors. That's one thing we agree on. He likes it too. I mean, maybe not quite as much, but well, anyway. So I started telling him about the time a few of us went skinny dipping down at the shore. Well, I mean, you know about that. But I could tell he liked hearing about it. It was hot. So we were on the bench. Wait, scooch over just a little. Here, like this. Sitting side by side, leaning together. Actually, yes, surprisingly comfortable. Nothing like, this, of course. You're the perfect spoon. But it was comfortable enough for a date. So we kept chatting some more. Nobody around us at all, anywhere. We moved in closer as we were talking, and he put his arm around me like, well, here, give me your arm. Like this. Since I was talking about the exhibitionist thing, he started telling me about a thing or two he's done. There's a great story about his wife on their honeymoon. They went out on the roof of their hotel, and, well, honestly, I was pretty jealous. We're still going to try that sometime, right? I hope so. I love just hearing about it. My nipples must have been poking through enough to see in the dark. Huh? Oh, I mean, feel for yourself. As if you need an invitation. Yeah, a lot like this. Hey, no, I'm not jumpy. You just startled me. Yes, of course it's your fault. Anyway, well, I saw him giving them some admiring looks. I mean, I did wear this to show off a little after all. And he's a guy. Of course he was enjoying the view, but not creepy or anything. I could tell he really appreciated it. Yeah, exactly. The way you do. So, apparently, that was a crazy night. They lost their keys or something while he was talking. I took this hand on my shoulder and slid it here into the shirt. Yeah, just like that. Just squeezing. We leaned in and started kissing just a little. And I saw he was getting obviously excited. I reached over and started rubbing, you know, just over his pants. He finished that story and we sat there another minute just doing this. And I couldn't resist sliding my head down towards his lap and starting to unbutton his shorts. Yeah, hang on, lift your hips a little. I thought it was time for this. It was sort of like this. No teeth. His loss. But since I know you like that, here. He just sat back and grabbed my hair. Then he reached over with this hand. Yeah, you got it. And he discovered I'd left my panties in the car. I can hear him moan just a little at that. He grabbed my ass and squeezed a little. We couldn't quite reach all the way around from there, but we were getting really impatient by then anyway, so we looked around again and the whole place was still deserted. We hadn't heard any more cars that whole time, so I said it was time to really enjoy the breeze all over. Well, even you know me, I couldn't wait any longer. I stood up and slipped off the shirt and then the skirt, like this. I was gonna say something about joining me, but I didn't need to. He started getting out of his shirt and shorts, and then, oh, you like that thought, huh? Well, actually, not quite. First, we sat back down. Then he leaned me back on the bench and started moving downward. Yeah, I guess you don't need any persuading for that, huh? Here, I'll spread out. And he just dove in. Yeah, like that. Yeah, fuck, yes. And well, I said he was good. I actually came a little then, just a small one. Okay, all right, hang on. Yeah, that's good. You can do that more later. It's really time for the next step. No, how about we don't quite reenact everything exactly? Well, because it was time to get off the condoms, and it still felt good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, really good. But you are not a quick hookup. I get to feel you completely. All over. Exactly. Sit right there. Okay, I got into his lap. Oh, fuck yes. Just, there. I settled in just gently up and down. Yeah, and he grabbed my breast. Yeah. And started sucking on my nipples. No, it wasn't quite like that. You do it better. fuck yes, just like that. Oh, you know just how I like it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Variety is good. I love variety. I'm so happy we're okay with going out to have a little fun sometimes, but this is why it all works. Because we always know we'll be coming home. Fuck to each other. And nobody else feels like this. Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right, come on. Oh, right there. Yeah. Are you kidding? I thought so. No, there's no comparison at all. This was much better. All right. Next, we can have some, I don't know, what do you feel like? Brownies? Maybe some ice cream? Sounds good. Let me shower, or do you want to join me? I hope so. Then it's time for dessert and drinks. Then we burrow into this big couch together and don't go anywhere till Monday. How's that sound? Perfect. I love you. All right, let's get going and we'll be back here before you know it. Then we've got all weekend to be cozy. And maybe we can try to top that little quickie later. That's the best.